Hello and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Kanika Agarwal, who is a co-founder and chief investment officer at Upside AI. Well, every investor looks at ease of investment, and if something gets handpicked based on the risk profile, well, who wouldn't want that? Yes, I'm talking about artificial intelligence playing a big role in how we invest. In fact, Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant said that India today is well positioned to become global leader in artificial intelligence, and there is a need to adopt it across all sectors. Well, in the podcast, Kanika has joined us from Upside AI, which is one of the first funds in India to use machine learning to make fundamental investment decisions. Well, welcome to the podcast, Kanika.
Thank you, Jitesh. Happy to be here.
Right. Well, Kanika, the trend suggests that systematic trading or the rule-based trading or algo trading will only get popular in years to come. Well, do you think algo trading will completely overtake discretionary trading, just like what we have in US?
So let's split that up, right? Forget algo trading for a second. Rules-based is key here. To me, do we see a bigger shift into rules-based trading and investing away from, you know, what's been going on so far, which is human involvement in either investing or trading? The answer is definitely yes. And you can see that very clearly in the US, or even if you go to China, which is maybe a closer comparison. In China, in 2020, quant AUM grew to $100 billion, doubled from 2019.
Okay.
Right. And same thing in the US, you go there, there'll be shops that are just value quant shops, right, which are using quant to do value investing, which are $100-200 billion, just single shops. Okay. Our entire mutual fund industry in India is $400 billion. Mm-hmm. Right. So the answer is yes, we are moving to rules based investing. The top five hedge funds in the world are all quants now. There's more money managed in ETFs than active mutual funds in the US. So that is the direction. Yahan pe what we're doing or how we're using tech is arbitrage trading between NSE, BSE or high frequency trading. And that is increasingly, those volumes are reasonably high. 60% or so of trading activity is being done by that. But I think that, India will look to leapfrog technology a little bit, right? So what we're seeing so far that's happening in the US, just like we leapfrogged landlines and moved to mobile, I think we're going to see that in as far as tech and trading goes as well. NASDAQ is already using blockchain contracts to do their settlements, right? Which are now being done in minutes instead of days. So we are we have a long way to go, but the path is very clear. So to me, over the next 10 years, very exciting things are going to happen, not only in terms of how we trade, we invest, we settle, all of that.
Right. So exciting days coming ahead. Well, Kanika, also one more thing is that there are 10 to 12 million new demat accounts that were opened in FY21. And, what are the initial trends you saw with respect to the new age investors who probably would have joined you and the D Street? What are the initial trends such as, they're for the trading or they're for the investment or they want to learn new things, nourish their own trading techniques?
Right. So a mix of all three, honestly, any sample set you break out in any given year of people coming into market, there'll be guys who are coming to learn. There'll be guys who'll be coming to make a quick buck and trade, and people who are genuinely investing. So all of that remains true about last year as well. I think the big change was the sheer number of people that came. Right, and it's not just here, it's also in the US. But to my mind, as we move into FY21 and things become more normal, people go back to their actual day jobs, you will see this activity starting to go down. This Robin Hood investor, this wonderful term that's gotten coined, we will see that starting to go down. That's already happening in the US actually. This month has been the lowest retail activity over the last 12 months or so, as far as trading goes in the markets. So do see that here. And increasingly, even our retail investors, the kind of questions we're starting to see, and anecdotally, the kind of conversations we're having are more, okay, listen, I did it last year. It was fun, but this is not sustainable, right? I do need help, and I do need to figure out a more long-term solution on how to manage my money. What's good is they realize the value of equities. And hopefully that's a long-term trend that's here to stay.
Right. Well, absolutely. We all hope that. And how can one invest effectively using a rule-based system, even if or she, has limited technical knowledge?
There is not enough two things. One is read a little bit. It's always useful. Even if you're going to give someone else your money, it's good to know how they are going to invest your money. Right. But apart from that, there are lots of very interesting, good managers out there who are building rules-based systems to invest, which are not relying on gut, intuition, any of that, right? So you know, even us at Upside AI are essentially saying, let's take human bias and emotion out of the investing process and rely solely and ruthlessly on financial numbers to figure out whether something is good to buy or not.
Right.
So those are the kind of systems you should be looking at investing behind. If you have limited technical knowledge, do not buy something exotic. Don't get into FNO. Don't get into algo trading or any of that. You know, stick to the basics and you know, invest behind systems or products you actually can broadly understand. Would be my you know, 2 cents on it. And you know, similarly, in terms of how much it should cost you. Just like a mutual fund, it should be 1 or 2% in terms of advisory fee. Just like you would pay a mutual fund, you should not be paying more than what you already pay for equity investing. It's just a different way of investing. It's not anything new.
Right. In fact, you know, the key point here is that don't be adventurous when you are, you know, in the markets. Just try and stick to whatever you understand and just stick to it. Right. And what is the kind of success rate which one can expect from a rule-based system?
Well, you know, this is a tricky one because when you toss a coin and that's 50-50, your net outcome is zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even a Renaissance Technologies, which is the arguably the world's most successful hedge fund, it's in the US, been around for about 30-40 years and generated 66% gross CAGR over that period.
Okay.
Right. For them, their net success rate is 51 or 50 point something percent. And that's it, right? They use a lot of leverage to do it.
Right.
The point is, all you're looking for is a slight edge.
Right.
So you need to do better than 50%. If 60, 70 is unrealistic, but a little bit better than 50 is what you should be aiming for. For us, that's why at Upside AI, what we do is follow a portfolio approach. We're never just buying single positions or single stocks. We're always buying a portfolio which is risk adjusted, where what you're expecting is out of 15 stocks, there'll be, you know, 30-40% which will be absolute winners. There'll be a few which will be, you know, do similar to index, and then there'll be a few that do poorly. But on the whole, that's what generates your outsized returns. And that's how you should be thinking about it as a more portfolio-based approach.
Right, right. And what is the checklist which one should follow when doing trading with a rule-based system?
In terms of checklist, few things. One is, you know, the problem with rules-based systems so far have been that they work till they don't. Right, especially if you build rules that are static. So for example, say you were 100 years ago and PE was the only metric that would tell you whether something is good to buy or not, right? Theoretically.
Right.
And then you would basically have a rule that says, okay, if something crosses 20 PE, I'll sell it. If something is less than 20 PE, I'll buy it.
Okay.
Right? So you had a rule like that. The whole point is that none of those rules work anymore. They've all gone out the window. Demands and needs completely different rules where every parameters, numbers and weightages keep changing.
Okay.
So the idea of as you build this checklist is to stay dynamic. Don't be very static or rigid in your approach of what the rule absolutely must be. But understand that you're building a framework which should adapt and learn from the market, which is where, you know, machine learning or things like that come in. But if I were a human investor and building a rules-based system, I would follow very simple things like, okay, let me at least find, you know, a few fundamental metrics that make sense on a screener, like a good growth rate, a good ROE, a good PE, filter those and then just buy that portfolio equal weighted and then do nothing else. Or just buy an ETF, honestly. That's the best rules-based system to follow because you're just tracking a benchmark and you're doing it at a reasonably low cost. So those would be my two things. Either you know, buy an ETF or trust someone else who can build a good rules-based system for you. It's tough to find a checklist just by yourself, for sure.
Perfect. Not a problem. I'm sure you know, our listeners would adhere to all the advice that you've given. An interesting conversation here. And you know, thank you, Ms. Agrawal, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Adesh.